moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 5 of the Gosscast. Can't believe we've 5 episodes now. We're really, really getting into the swing of things and we are loving it. So this week it's myself, Ali Ryan, the founder of Goss.ie, and our editor, Kendra Becker. We're having all the chats about Meghan Markle. Obviously this week in particular, there's been so much drama about Meghan and an apparent rift between Meghan and Kate Middleton, which does not sound good. There's obviously been so many reports about the Queen telling off Harry about her behaviour and things like that. So we're just going to chat about that. Obviously, it's a bit of an all gossip, but to be honest, as I say in the podcast, like with royal correspondence, like 90% of the time, it's like 100% fact. So we're kind of believing most of the stuff we're hearing at the moment. But we just talk about what it's like to kind of be thrown into royal life and what we think is going to happen next. So as always, the Gosscast is sponsored by Dresses.ie. And oh my God, the Black Friday sale last week was just amazing. I don't know if you guys got anything from it, but I'd say they nearly sold out everything. It was so good. So they still have so much stock up there. And again, we're like getting ready for our own Gossmas party and Christmas stuff. So we're always on dresses.ie. So make sure to check them out. So yeah, enjoy the show. So hello everyone. We're back now for episode 5 of the Gosscast. It's myself, Ali Ryan, and Kendra Becker.
Hey.
Actually, when I had Jason and Paul in here, they said they couldn't really tell the difference in our voices. Did
really?
You hear that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. We already have people coming up to saying we look similar.
Like
so
sisters.
I'm like, how can we talk differently? I need to like.
I'm like, hey.
Hey. I actually think.
Although I kind of sound like that.
I think I sound like that all the time. I remember the first time I ever went to LA saying to everybody that I thought I had a really nice voice. And then over there, everyone's like, oh my God, hi. I was like, hi, I'm
You're
from
like,
Ireland.
What's the crack?
Yeah. So now we're both going to sound like a man, so it's not going to help either. Anyway, right, so in this episode we're having the kind of goss chats again, and in this episode we're going to talk all about Meghan Markle, or Hurricane Meghan, as they apparently have nicknamed her in the palace walls. So obviously this week, if you're an avid goss reader, which obviously you all are, you would have seen the news that there's apparently a rift going on between Meghan and Kate, and therefore Harry and William, and therefore the two houses. And it was all kicked off by the story that they are moving, they're moving out of Kensington, and they're moving somewhere else. So we wanted to kind of talk through the kind of history of Meghan and Harry, how they got together, the whirlwind, because isn't this the week of their anniversary of some sort?
Yeah, so I think this time last year they got engaged. And it was like the biggest engagement news ever.
Ever.
It was crazy.
How crazy when you think that within a year they're now married and she's expecting their first child.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And she's what, 37?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wasted no time there now.
They wasted no time. Yeah, so it's insane to think how much of a whirlwind romance. And I remember this week last year then, the engagement interview. If any of you guys listening haven't watched it, please go and watch it. I've actually rewatched it probably like 12 times.
It was so exciting at times.
Such a good interview. But I think kind of cracks started to show in the whole Meghan Markle phenomenon from that interview onwards, especially when she kind of made out she didn't know much about the royal family. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to all that now. So we want to go to the very, very start. So did you know who Meghan Markle was?
Yeah, I watched Suits.
Did you watch Suits?
Yeah.
Like all of Suits? Because I was obsessed with Suits.
No, I think I watched like the first 2 seasons.
Oh my God.
But like,
so,
I
have
very
you seen
much
it since,
knew.
The rest
no,
of it?
I haven't. I haven't. No.
Because
so I haven't
better.
Seen like where they got married and everything.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
No, she was such a bore in the last season, I won't lie.
Oh, was she?
So I was obsessed with Suits, like from the actual start date. Like I would have watched it for years, watched every season. She was always this really sexy kind of minx.
Yeah.
Always half naked in her scenes, kissing someone. She had an affair in it as well. Like there was all these like very sexy things going on. And then I remember when the first reports came out that she was dating Harry, all of a sudden she was wearing polo necks on the show. Mm-hmm. She was wearing longer skirts. She then later that year, before they got engaged, she gave a big speech about feminism and how she felt she shouldn't have been written that way. But a part of me was like, okay, hang on a second. You've had this role for like 5 or 6 years now. You've been doing all those scenes. It's what literally got her famous.
Yeah, actually, I never thought of it that way.
Oh no, it was crazy. I literally was like, that is so hypocritical. I think it's amazing some of the talks she's given, but I felt that one was very calculated. And calculated is definitely one of the words that have been used 100%. About Meghan.
It was really from that... It was with BBC, wasn't it, where they did that interview the day they announced their engagement.
Yeah.
And
so good.
In that she seems quite calculated, I think.
So fake. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Meghan Markle. Like, I'm obsessed with her. I love what she wears. I've been loving following this whole story, but do I really believe things that she says? Not really. No. I think to say that you didn't know who the royal family was, because I remember at the time an interview came out from years ago and they were playing like a game of would you rather kind of thing. And it was like Prince William or Prince Harry. And she was like, oh my God, Prince Harry. So she knows who Prince Harry is.
Yeah, no, she knew.
But yeah, if we go back to the very start, so people kind of would have known her from Suits. That pretty much was her only thing. Like, I know since then the other things have come out that what she's been done, but basically it was Suits.
Yeah.
The only time we had written about Meghan was she was rumoured to have been dating Rory McIlroy, which I think loads of people have forgotten about.
Yeah, remember, was it in like 2014 or something? They did that Ice Bucket Challenge together.
Yes.
And everyone was like, this is so random.
They're like, that's
like
that girl
the most
from
random
Suits.
Pairing ever. Yeah.
And then did she come out and deny it? I think she came out and said, we're just friends. That was the first that kind of Ireland got to know Meghan outside of Suits. Then obviously, very famously, she did A Night in Dicey's. I got about that. Yeah, so what year was that in?
I think that was like
the same year, was it?
Yeah, around then. Remember we dug up that old tweet?
Oh my God.
She was like,
can't
wait
to be in Dicey's.
2 euro drinks.
2 euro drinks in Dicey's. And I remember she was on Expose and Lisa Cannon interviewed her and got her to pull a pint of Guinness and like taught her how to pull a pint of Guinness.
Iconic stuff, really.
Iconic, you know, shaped her to be the Duchess she is today. But so yeah, she wasn't ever scared of promotion or working it, you know. So if we go back to then, so before Meghan, Harry then, let's talk about Harry for a second. He had a long, long list of girlfriends, rumoured girlfriends, just to talk through some of them. Some that maybe never made the kind of full headlines, I suppose. But Caroline Flack, she actually wrote in her biography about it too. She said that they were together. Mm-hmm. She admitted it and said when the story came out that they were seeing each other, it basically ended, that he was really weird about publicity. Then we've got Molly King from the Saturdays, who was rumoured to have been dating her before. Jenna Coleman, who's in Victoria. She's an amazing actress. But then obviously the two main girls are Chelsea Davey and Cressida Bonas. So they were the two. So before Meghan, who was the last one? Was it Cressida?
I think it was Cressida, yeah.
Cressida.
Which was the one that was at the wedding?
Chelsea. Oh my God, guys. If you remember the wedding when we were watching the royal wedding, that poor girl. So Chelsea Davey went. She apparently was like the one for Harry and they were going to get married.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what her job is. She's from, is she ambassador or something? She's from South Africa.
I think the story was that she couldn't handle it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What's her job? She has some normal job. The rest of them were all in showbiz. Like even Cressida just landed a role in a TV show there this week. But yeah, apparently the story with that was that like she did want to marry him. He wanted to marry her, but she just couldn't deal with the scrutiny of being in the public eye. So when we saw she was at the wedding, we were like, God, you know, fair play to like go to that wedding. That's been so hard. And then in the middle of the start of the ceremony, the camera randomly panned to poor Chelsea.
Remember, I got a picture
of
it. You
got the screenshot and she literally looked like someone had died right in front of her.
Yeah, no.
The look of pain and anguish. I was like, no. And then a report came out afterwards that he called her. Do you remember?
Yeah,
beforehand. Before the wedding. So right, so if we go back again right to when they first met. So Harry had had those relationships. He'd had a wild past as well. Can we like speak about the Las Vegas photos of when he was in Vegas? There was lots of nudity. There was lots of girls. Like he's had crazy times. He definitely was never on the same wavelength as Prince William. So I think there was a worry that Prince Harry was actually never going to settle down.
I think there's always going to be less pressure on him because obviously William is more inclined. He's definitely
going to be the next
King of England. Yeah. But yeah.
Whereas Harry never will be the king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he will, but
if he kills him off.
Imagine.
But yeah, no, I remember all that crazy times with Harry. And then the Queen shipped him off to like Iraq and was like, right, go on, Harry, like do some hard work. So I always think there was lots of ups and downs in Harry's life and no one really knew was he ever going to be in a serious relationship. I had heard so many stories about him as well, just being like a man about town. So I don't think anyone thought anything serious was going to happen. You know who I always thought actually would be a good fit for him was Cheryl Cole.
Wow.
Just how she opened the Prince's Trust and everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ellie Goulding,
imagine,
another girl.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing.
I know. She had just got with Liam when him and Meghan got together. I've been like, damn. She would have been accepted, I feel, into the royal family.
Do you think?
Because all of her dirty laundry is out there already.
The Queen?
Yeah, she's met the Queen and Prince Charles because she has the Prince's Trust. She is a huge part of their, it's mad, like she does loads of their charity work. But yeah, sorry, Ellie Goulding was another one who Harry was apparently with, and then she sang at Prince William and Kate's wedding. So anyway, I think everyone kind of lost a bit of hope for Harry. They were like, it's not going to happen. And then Meghan had this blog. This is one of the things I used to love about her. I loved her blog called The Tig. Mm-hmm. I used to follow it all the time. And it was like a travel blog, but it was mainly on Instagram. She wrote blog posts all the time, but it was on Instagram as well. And she used to travel to all these different countries. And it was all in between filming Suits. So then out of nowhere, like out of the blue, I remember a story came out. Rumors that she was dating Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. And then people all went on to her Instagram and the Tig's Instagram, and there was like two or three photos in London, so everyone was like,
yeah,
oh,
putting two and two together.
Did this happen? And then wasn't the first big story about the Halloween party?
Yeah, what was that? It was in Toronto, was it?
Yeah,
where they were filming Suits.
Yeah.
And he had sorry, this just reminds me
of the terrible
of
film.
Of that life.
Please
Lifetime
talk about
movie.
That. Oh, talk about the Lifetime movie.
If you haven't watched this movie, you need to get on it because it's just, it's so bad.
You know, I still haven't seen it.
Oh my God, you need to watch
it. I know.
It's so bad that it's good. Like the part with the fucking lion.
No, it's so funny. Explain this though to our listeners.
There's basically a part in it, and I have no idea if this happened or not. But they're basically in
Botswana
and yeah. Harry is like, him and Meghan had just had a fight or something. Now this is all in the movie and they claim that this happened before. He like runs outside into like the Serengeti or whatever.
As you do, like. Yeah.
And there's a lion there, like a full CGI lion. And he basically thinks that it's Diana, his mother.
Diana, his ma, yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, like, I think that's my mum. And like starts crying. I have no idea
where that intel came from.
But anyway, you need to watch it because it's just gas. But in that
they have
movie,
the Halloween scene part
is in it.
Yeah.
Where basically,
what's she dressed up as again?
They had first gone on a blind date in London.
Apparently,
they were set up by a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And like really hit it off, whatever. And then he came over to see her over in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "Fuck it. Come to a Halloween party with me." And he dressed up as like,
what's he dressed up as again? He had something over his face.
It was it was over his face anyway. But in the movie, they had that he basically took off his mask at one point to order a drink.
And that's how someone saw him. And they all realized it was Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even in their engagement interview, he talks about being over there on the set and everything. But also in that interview, so let's go back to the blind date. This is where I think the image of Meghan Markle began to crumble, though. And people felt there was kind of a lot of fakeness going on. Mm-hmm. Because in that interview, she basically says, he first of all says he's never seen or heard of Suits.
Lies.
I just don't believe that at all. And then he said it was a blind date between the two of them and that all she cared about is, was he kind? Is he kind? Because that's all I wanted to know. I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I love you,
ridiculous.
Meghan. Love you, Megs. Don't believe it. Don't believe for a second that all she cared about on that first date was he kind?
Yeah. Like, if you think about it, that like, say tomorrow, right? You got in a relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my God, amazing.
And you did an interview and they were like, so like, did you know who Leo was before?
Like,
and you were
like, no, Titanic. Never. I don't know. That's literally what it was
literally
like.
Literally the most famous.
Do you know, I live
world.
In Ireland actually. We don't have television. That's the way
no
she came
telly,
across.
Nothing.
Like, you know, just the black and whites. Like literally she was like, it just didn't grow up a bit. And then like the next day front page news was her at Buckingham Palace, age 15.
Yeah.
Like wouldn't it be a bad thing to admit? Because do you remember when her friend came out, we thought this was so funny. Her friend started coming out with interviews and it was like, yeah, no, she was actually obsessed with the Princess Diaries. And then she said that she also had the book on her bookshelf of
about Princess
Diana, in my own
words. Yeah,
I kind of believe that.
Yeah,
I do kind of believe that.
The Princess Princess Diaries thing kills me.
Oh yeah, the Anne Hathaway so movies funny. That apparently she was obsessed with them growing up.
Great movies. Have
good
say.
Movies. But yeah, so the whole thing started to crumble, I think, though, when she kind of started making out that she didn't really know how big it was to be a royal. I just don't think anybody believes that at all. And then, their relationship was kind of secret for a while. And then when the news started coming out, she was photographed a few times going to yoga. And then did they buy a Christmas tree or something together? Or was that right after the engagement? There was something, they were out spotted buying something together and paparazzi got a photo of her again. And they're like, no, they're definitely dating.
She was seen at like Whole Foods or something in London. Yeah.
And then we were all like, right, there's going to be an engagement announcement. Like everybody just had this.
No, sorry. This is what we're leaving out. That letter, that statement that he released.
Said he was her girlfriend.
And that basically confirmed that they were together. But it was like,
leave my girlfriend alone.
Yeah, it was mad.
Like, leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone.
I remember
leave
that.
Leave Megan alone.
Yeah, so basically she'd been basically stalked over in Toronto by paparazzi. But there was a lot of things being written about her and her race, and that's mm-hmm. what's prompted him to release.
And like they were coming after her parents and everything.
And they were like, leave her parents alone. Prince Harry would like you to leave his girlfriend. It was like, whoa, mm-hmm. what? I don't even think he officially ever said Cressida or Chelsea was his mm-hmm. girlfriend in a matter of words. That was huge. And I remember at the time, all the royal correspondents were like, this is an unusual move. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, this is weird.
And it was randomly released in the middle of the day. I remember it. We were all in the office and we were like, oh my God. Oh. It was so unusual.
The one thing, so that's why there was a report last week or the week before saying that they nicknamed Meghan Hurricane Meghan. I do kind of agree because everything has changed in the royal family mm-hmm. since she's come a part of it. The amount of rules that have been broken, the things that have been changed. The fact even last year she got to go to Christmas with the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, poor old Kate Middleton, was not allowed to go to Christmas when she was engaged to
she
Prince
didn't
William.
Get a look in.
She was engaged to the future King of England and she was left out of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Meghan swoops on in from the States, this LA girl, and she's like, oh my God. And they're like, oh my God, no problem. I definitely think the Queen has a massive soft spot for Harry though.
Yeah.
And everyone says that out of Harry and William, like Harry was so devastated by Princess Diana's death that like he still gets upset about it. He was like the mommy's boy, the younger child. Like, so I think everyone's always hoped that he would find someone and he'd mm-hmm. be happy. So I think maybe she's let a couple of things slide because of that. So yeah, so anyway, all those rumours were happening. Pictures had come out. Then we got the announcement. Excuse me. Pretty much from that day forward, everything was like breaking down Meghan's image, who she is. Rumours started coming out so fast. At the beginning, I felt really sorry for her. I was like, oh my God, all these people are selling stories on her. They're like best friends in inverted
commas.
There
was a new thing every day.
But then shit really hit the fan
mm-hmm.
when, for a while on the lead up after the engagement, there was photos coming out of Meghan Markle's dad, Thomas Markle, isn't
I can't
it?
Go.
Or is it Tomas? I wouldn't know now.
No, it's Thomas.
It's Thomas. He was photographed.
He was like on
in
a
really
computer.
Funny photos. Like one of them was like Googling the some places to visit in England. One was actually a tourist brochure of Britain.
And it wasn't one of them believable. Like a picture of Meghan and Harry? On like the day.
Yeah, and it was him looking real weird at it, like, huh?
He's like, huh?
And it was like their engagement shoot. Yeah.
Who's so, this chap now?
Yeah, who's this lad now? And I remember being like, oh, the poor guy, just a bit unfortunate. Like, he's obviously looking. And then, boom, this huge report comes out being like, Thomas Markle was paid like 100
stage
grand for stage photos. And it was like, uh-oh. Because obviously the last time there was a huge shake-up, big controversy like this, sorry, in the royal family was Sarah Ferguson. Do you remember I was telling you about this? That she like was making money on introducing people to Prince Andrew, isn't it? That was her husband?
Yeah.
I get lost. There's so many different names. So the second that happened, I'd say from that second onwards, Meghan was like, I am done.
Yeah.
So
and
the
this,
rumor-
it came out like what? 2 weeks or even a week before the wedding. It was really, really close to the wedding.
It was like 2 weeks before the wedding, the first report. Because the report came out, then Thomas came out and said, yeah, no, it's true. I did post mm-hmm. for the photos. So that was really shocking. And then, was there a statement
then,
about the photos or was it only about the heart attack? Because the heart, then after.
Yeah, then he said that he had had a heart attack.
Every day TMZ would have a new exclusive with Thomas Markle. I was like, no, of all the people to go to TMZ.
One day he'd be like, I had a heart attack. And then he was like, no, I'm going.
So basically at that point we were like, right, is he going to come to the wedding? And again, I felt really sorry for her then. I was like, oh my God, imagine waking up and seeing this all over the press.
It's awful.
But actually it just got progressively worse. Then Samantha Markle, her half-sister, who, to be honest, I'm sick. I'm actually think we need to cut back on those stories with her. Because so that's so for attention.
She needs to give it a rest now.
But when Thomas came out and said he had a heart attack, then one of the publications rang, said hospital, didn't have a report of him being in the hospital. So then they were like, is he lying? Then he headed back to TMZ and was like, no, I didn't go to the hospital, but I had a heart attack. All this crazy stuff. He's like, I'm not going to the wedding. And then I think it was like a day before the wedding on Good Morning Britain or one of those. It was like, I want to walk my daughter down the aisle. But at this point, Prince Charles, very nobly and very sweet, had decided to walk her down the aisle.
And they released a statement saying that he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, that he wouldn't be there and that Prince Charles would be stepping in. Obviously, everyone felt so sorry for her. And then, but it's weird, you know, like as crazy as Samantha is, a lot of the things she said, you know, she said like in a lot of the interviews, like none of the family were there except for Dora. Like, was there any other family members there?
That's a bit odd. No, I don't think so.
It's a bit odd.
But like, in fairness, everyone has their own family drama. Like, it's just for her, it happens to be in front of the entire world.
But sorry, the other part of the wedding, this is where, like I'm saying, her image has started to be questioned. Not only did she not really have family there, but she said she didn't want to choose any bridesmaids because she had so many friends and wouldn't want to pick between them.
Mm.
And then that was heavily criticized because then it was like, you know, there was kind of rumors being like, does she just want the spotlight all for herself? Because obviously we all remember what happened at Kate Middleton's wedding. Pippa's ass basically took over that wedding. So then she all just had flower girls as her bridesmaids, didn't she? So she had no bridesmaids and she basically had no family, which is obviously really sad. But then the question lingers there, is there something wrong
in Meghan Markle's world? Yeah.
Since the whole thing, I think, you know, it is what does annoy me about all this. And I saw an article today, I tweeted about it. It was really good, basically questioning why everyone's giving out about Meghan and saying if it was a man, it would be like a man taking charge. When it's a woman, it's like she's difficult. So I do buy into all that. But at the same time, I think there is truth to some of the reports about her because there's just been so many reports. They've all been so similar.
See, the royal family are so set in their ways and they have been for literally hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So Meghan coming in, this stunning American actress, is literally, like we said before, shaking. A hurricane coming into Buckingham Palace being like, shake it all up.
But also like, you know, if anyone's listening, you should look into all the Princess Diana documentaries on Netflix. They're so good. I'm so obsessed with them. But they all really show how much of a disruption Diana was too. She really changed up the house. She was leaking things to the press. She was going behind people's backs. She was having affairs. Like, it was crazy. And I do think Meghan has a very similar personality to Diana. And even in the engagement interview, Prince Harry said, you know, they would get on like a house on fire. And I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, they would. So all that drama happened. Then the wedding finally got there. And let's be honest, we were obsessed.
Oh, we were obsessed. Remember we went to that Penny's event and we watched it. It was so exciting. Like,
I had tears in my eyes. I think I was more excited for that day than my own wedding day, if that ever happens.
But it definitely, was like beforehand, I wouldn't have really cared about the royal family. All the stuff surrounding Princess Diana really interested me. But the royal family in general, I wasn't really arsed about them. But then when this whole Meghan thing happened, it was... but it was literally like Princess Diaries in real life.
Because she came from outside of the... Yeah.
So it was very cool.
Did you follow the Kate and William debacle though? See, I don't know, were you a bit too young?
Yeah, no, I did follow
the wedding.
Yeah.
I loved that wedding. But no, I was more emotionally attached to this one. Like, I literally had tears in my eyes.
It was really exciting. And the fact that all the Suits cast were there and everything. It was just like,
it was like a Hollywood. Yeah. George Clooney danced with Meghan at the after party. Like, you can't write that. But also, and Joe, one of the big things I loved about the wedding as well was because she kind of brought in a different mixture of a different race, like the fact there was like black singers, that priest that like took or no, he wasn't a priest, what was he,
a reverend,
what's the word I'm looking for, anyway, he was amazing. He took over, he was all over the news, all over the world. I did love that, and I loved seeing a kind of more youthful,
it was like a really positive sign of change.
Hated the dress, gonna say that now. Yeah. Absolutely disgusted me. I was like, no.
No.
I was so shocked by the state of that dress. Mm. I loved the second dress, but the first dress, Givenchy, I just thought it didn't fit her right at all. It cost 300K, that dress.
It was like hanging off her.
Hanging off her. I did not like it at all. But then when you look at the photos, and when I looked at the photos in the day, I did think, do you know what though, when you compare her dress to Kate Middleton's dress, to Diana's dress, look at all of them. Her dress could be in any decade of any time in a history book and it would look appropriate.
I loved Kate Middleton's dress. That was my favorite.
But I don't know if it's always going to look appropriate. You couldn't put that in the 1960s and say she wore that. Whereas if you look at Meghan's dress, if that was 1920s, she could have worn that.
Yeah.
So I feel like she wanted to really shock people by going so plain, because if you remember, there was a lot of uproar around her engagement photos because she was wearing a sheer see-through dress.
And it was like, it was a couple grand. It's
really, that was like 40 grand or something.
It was very expensive.
But it was see-through. Like, it's only the way she, her hands were placed that it covered her boobs. But like, literally, it was sheer. It was see-through. So I think everyone was expecting this Hollywood OTT dress. So I think she wanted to shock people and be like, no, I'm like normal, humble, plain girl. So I didn't like that dress. And then let's talk about the tiara, because we only found out recently what really went down with the tiara. Yeah. I loved that tiara. It was from Queen Victoria, wasn't it? That's where it came from. Remember. I think it was Queen Victoria's. But what have we now, like, since learned about the tiara?
So basically, there was apparently this big fight. Meghan wanted a particular one that had like an emerald in it.
Yeah.
But apparently it was from Russia or something. They couldn't exactly figure out where it came from.
Yeah.
So she actually physically could not wear it.
Yeah.
So they basically like told her a big fat no, and she apparently was not happy about that.
And apparently, I love how these were... I do love the royal correspondence. Like, I do believe
I love the way
they
phrase everything.
Because they have direct quotes. Like, they literally said that Harry said what Meghan wants, Meghan gets. But then the most shocking part of that story wasn't even that part. It's the fact that apparently the Queen then warned Harry and was like, she cannot get what she wants all the time. She needs to know her place in this family. And I was like, oh my God, shit.
Yeah.
When your nana-in-law or mother-in-law... Nana-in-law? What would you call it? Grandmother-in-law?
Would you call the Queen a nana?
But like, he's her nana.
Yeah, it's true.
She's his nana. Wow, the grandma's fab today. Great. Well, anyway, so imagine your nana-in-law / the Queen of England is like, now, you would think you'd be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So that all went down apparently, and it wasn't good. And then this is the really weird thing as well, which has all come out in the last couple of weeks, is that her number two, basically her assistant, quit.
Yeah.
Which is
only
weird.
6 months after the wedding, which is really
very
weird.
Very soon to quit. And then one of Harry's right hand men has also quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the main press officers that's always been there has also quit.
Mm-hmm.
So in a space of like 6 months, three of like some of the top people.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. So then a report came out that the Queen, again, the Queen of England, who can do whatever she wants, apparently said that she didn't like the way Meghan treated the staff. Which seems like a pretty big thing to say. And then there was reports that she's been texting them all the time. But then when I read that report, it was more like she was coming up with ideas for things and what she wants to do. But mm-hmm. she's texting them at like 5 o'clock in the morning and stuff. But wasn't there a couple of reports saying that she's used to a certain lifestyle and the Hollywood way?
Yeah.
And that maybe people aren't adjusting to that very
well. I think her old agent had come out and said that she's really particular, and if you're kind of not on her level, she'll
she's
just
like,
cut you and be like, okay, bye. You have to be on the same level.
Yeah, so one of the big things that came out before she actually married Harry, which started questioning her character a bit, was the fact she was married before to that guy,
Trevor
Engelson, who, by the way, so it's Egelson, because his Facebook page is still up there and all their wedding photos are still there.
Did you have a little creep, did you?
Trevor Engelson. No, literally, you can see all their wedding photos and comments from like her old page, and like his entire family album's up there, like their wedding or whatever. So she'd been married before, which was like, whoa, like if anyone's watched The Crown, obviously, you know, back in the day, you could not marry someone that had been married before. You know, so crazy. And that's why Prince Charles and Camilla and that whole debacle as well. But so that came out and that was fine. But then more stories started to come out saying that basically Trevor is like the reason she basically got suits and she moved. He was like an agent, wasn't he? And he like helped her get onto shows.
I think he was a director.
A director or producer. I think he was a bit of everything. But anyway, he apparently was
in
very
the
good.
Business,
very well known. They got married. She got suits, moved to Toronto, and very shortly after that, basically sent him a letter. Didn't she like basically write him being like, it's over?
Yeah, it was very sudden.
And apparently he was absolutely devastated. And then a lot of reports came out from like so-called friends. For obviously we can't take everything for truth, but saying that basically she is very good at being a social climber and use people and cuts people off when she wants to as well. And then I was only talking to someone a couple of weeks ago who would know some of her friends from back then, from Suits and all that kind of stuff. And she told me that like it was very well known over there at the time. This is like 8 years ago, 7 years ago maybe, that she was like that. That she would befriend certain type people.
Yeah.
And if you weren't helping her career in any way, you were just cut. And she'd be on to like the next person.
Yeah.
So they're the kind of reports that come in. And then you look at now who her best friends are, and they're all very particular people. So there's that girl, what's the woman's name who came out to Australia to help style her?
Yeah, and she's a stylist. Jessica Mulroney. Yeah.
But isn't she married to like an ambassador from Canada? Yeah. So when
they have like an amazing, they're really rich, and she always posts photos with their kids and stuff.
Yeah, and they helped them hide out when they were in the early days of their relationship. Yeah. They let them stay in their house. Then we have Priyanka Chopra. Who was one of the most famous people in the world, basically. And she's getting married to Nick Jonas this weekend.
Yeah.
So by the time you hear this, they might already be married.
Yeah.
But then reports come out that Meghan wasn't going to her wedding, which I think people are surprised about. I think people thought she was going to go. I know it is
basically
in India.
Saying that she can't travel, because she's pregnant. She's
you can travel in the early stages of pregnancy, though. It's the later stages of pregnancy you shouldn't be traveling. So that's the kind of reports that were coming out. She chooses her friends, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they got married. Things seem to be going well. They did their Dublin tour. Like, let's be honest, Kendra, me and you were obsessed.
Oh God, that was so exciting.
Like, we have such good footage of them in Trinity.
Salivating.
Yeah. I love them.
With excitement. Oh, yeah. Like, it was insane. It was so exciting
and she was so
to
beautiful,
have something
she?
Like that come to Dublin, even though it was literally 2 days. Mm. But, yeah, you kind of get the hype when you actually come to the country. Yeah. You're like,
Yeah, no, it was
like before,
amazing.
I was kind of like, and it's, I'm like, don't really care. And then they come here and you're like,
oh my God, Meghan.
Yeah.
And what really struck me about the start of all their touring and stuff was how much money was being spent on her. So obviously, we're not a part of the UK, so it doesn't affect us. But everything from her wardrobe to their house,
it's the taxpayers' money
and they're going mental over there. So we were talking about this earlier, like we were looking at the wedding costs, right? So Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding, right, was 34 million euro. Like, wow.
Euro or pounds?
Was it pounds?
Perhaps pounds.
Okay, let's say pounds, right? Now, normally with these weddings, the biggest cost is the security, because obviously like the threat to their lives, and they do that whole carriage thing where they go around, so like security is insane. It's like in the sky, it's in the water. There's people probably hiding in like the
bushes.
Toilet seats. I don't know. They're everywhere. Like popping out, being like, oh my God. Like everywhere. Snipers. I'd say
you
everything.
Your hands,
yeah,
right?
Did you wash your hands now? I wouldn't be surprised if someone came out of a laundry basket, hey. So 34 sounds extravagant. But then Meghan and Harry's was 46 million. Now 300,000 of that was the dress, which I would ask for my money back, because I thought that was shit.
And like they had their wedding in Windsor Castle, which is way smaller. Like William and Kate got married in Westminster Abbey,
which was way bigger. Yes.
Which is massive. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's a bigger deal as well.
Also, 800K was spent on the flowers. Seems like a bit much
casual,
to me.
Casual.
But so 46 million was Meghan and Harry's, and apparently 32 million of that was for security. Just. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Insane. The taxpayers' money pays for that now. But I think...
I suppose the world we live in now, though.
The royal family do pay for some parts of it, though. I can't remember which part, but they did come out with a statement saying they were paying for some parts of it. But it's mainly the taxpayers' money. So that was grand. That's a lot of money. Then there was a lot of talk about what money is Meghan going to get? When is she going to get the money? She herself, I think, has a net worth of 2 million, maybe?
Probably about
that,
yeah.
It's around that amount. But because she's not a British citizen yet, she can't get any money from the royal family. She is not allowed pocket money, shall we say. So they have to pay for all her wardrobe, all of her things themselves out of their own, I don't know, piggy bank. Don't know if they have an actual piggy
royal
bank.
Royal piggy bank. A corgi bank.
Harry's like, I'll take out a millionaire now today. And then I don't know what she does with her own money, but she's still not a British citizen. So I remember when she did, wasn't that this the first tour? Ireland was the first going out of
it
UK.
Was the first overseas tour.
Ireland is the best, you know, to start these things off. So she came over and
What
can we say? And they said that in the 24 hours she was here, her outfits were over 26 grand.
Nice.
Like that's a lot of money.
A lot of cash.
So we have all the outfits, the hair, the makeup, like the things that are costing so much money.
Yeah, because they were only here for 2 days, they fit so much into everything. She changed her fucking outfit and her hair. Like everything that she went, she changed her outfit and her hair.
Yeah, I loved every outfit on the Dublin trip. This thing, I do love her, but what I'm trying to say is that like there is a right for people to question her when it's coming out of their actual salaries in the UK, because they're literally paying for her to go wandering around. So I think they do have a right to question her and what she's up to and what the money's being spent on. I do agree with that. So obviously after that, they did their tour here, and then everyone was like, they're gonna get pregnant, like she's gonna have a baby anytime now.
You said it. What was she at? It was her cookbook thing. Remember she released that cookbook with that
and her mom came over
kitchen, and you were like, she is definitely pregnant. You were like, I know,
and I was right.
Yeah,
she
you
was
were
pregnant.
So right.
I was like, she's definitely 100% pregnant. So now she's pregnant, and I'd say she hoped that maybe that would start some positive news cycles for her, and it did maybe for a couple of days. But I have to say, like, some of the photos on the Australian New Zealand tour were so OTT. I feel like she's 2 seconds pregnant, and she was like holding her bump all the time. Like, she literally has barely a bump.
Well, she is an actress, Lally.
I know she's an actress. Yeah. But I was just like, no, it pushes me away from her when I see those kind of things. Yeah. It's just like, oh, all right, okay. It's like, okay, right. I don't know how I feel about this. But obviously, everyone's delighted that she's pregnant. Everyone's been so happy. Her dad is still coming out giving an interview every 2 days. Samantha Markle was meant to go on to Big Brother.
Yeah.
But didn't go on to Big Brother.
Thank God.
She showed up to Kensington Palace. Remember, she got refused entry.
Remember, she was on the Ray Darcy show.
Oh my God, yeah, I know. And there was uproar here for that.
Oh,
so things
mad.
Still hadn't been smooth. And now, I suppose, in the last week, I feel like things are really starting to crumble for her.
Yeah.
Because
all the Kate stuff.
Such, like, people love Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton is the people's princess, which is what Princess Diana was as well. Like,
yeah.
I know people love Meghan, but Kate is, like, very normal, re-wears her own clothes, is all about charity, is all about what they do, isn't about being this huge, glamorous woman.
Flash, yeah.
They're very different, but it's just been so shocking to see all the stuff come out the last 2 weeks because it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So what were one of the first reports? The first report was
the first report that came out was that their offices were splitting.
Yes.
And that they were going to be moving out of Kensington Palace.
So William and Kate have been living in apartment 1A in Kensington Palace. Now, don't let the word apartment fool you, because these apartments have like 21 yeah. rooms. So 1A is Kate and William, and then apartment 1 has been undergoing refurbishments since they got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
New roof, new rooms, massive money being spent on it. So everyone was like, well, they're obviously moving next door because they're called the Power of Four within the palace, like William and Kate, Harry and Meghan. When they got engaged, they started doing all their engagements together, like the four of them were going out. It seemed like a brilliant idea. They were all like this big powerhouse. But then this report came out, they were like, no, they're splitting up the house physically and like metaphorically, as in they're no longer going to be doing things as a foursome anymore. It's going to be Harry and Meghan and William and Kate. So the first report was kind of like, right, that's a bit weird. But then it just all started to kick off then. It's like, no, there's actually a rift between Kate and Meghan, which is like probably the worst possible news to come out. Such bad publicity for the royal family.
In the middle of all these reports then, Kensington Palace released a proper statement saying that Meghan and Harry would be moving out of Kensington Palace.
Yes.
And that they would be moving to Frogmore Cottage in Windsor.
Yeah.
But they said that the office will still stay the same.
In Kensington. But as I was saying to you earlier on, like, I can't see Prince Harry and Prince William sitting at a desk 9 to 5 and Meghan and Kate like on the phones talking to people. But I remember they were saying it's to facilitate having the new baby. So I was like, oh, right, it must actually be an apartment. No. It's 21
massive.
Rooms. So I don't think they needed another property to facilitate their child. So then more kind of reports came out that Harry apparently doesn't want his child to grow up in the grounds of the palace to the point where they're being photographed every single day and there's people around and they're following them, that he doesn't want that and he wants to not be part of that. And that's why I was saying it seems like he was affected by Diana's death more than William, yeah, because he's very anti-paparazzi. He really doesn't like being in the spotlight all the time. It's only really over the last year he's been doing so many events because of Meghan. Mm-hmm. So all that came out. And then some of the royal correspondents were saying that Kate and Meghan are just very different people, which I would have thought anyway, to be honest. They are very different people. Yeah. But then a story came out about a dress fitting.
Yeah, so they had a dress fitting for Princess Charlotte, was one of Meghan's bridesmaids at the royal wedding back in May.
So cute.
So cute. But a story came out literally only like last week or the last few days saying that Prince Kate left the dress fitting crying.
In tears, yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So they obviously had
something
went down. Yeah, something went down.
But as I was saying to you earlier on, like, wouldn't you want to befriend the wife of the future King of England when you've just married into the family?
Does she think that she's bigger than that?
I don't know. You see, normally, like, obviously rumours are rumours, gossip is gossip. But in my experience, when it comes to royal correspondence, it's nearly always been true. Mm-hmm. Like, and normally these things are kind of pushed out to royal correspondents because it's becoming such a big thing. Like, they're literally like, oh my God, like, this is serious. Like, I don't know. I just think since Meghan has come in, things have changed. Even when they were on the Australian tour, do you remember they put up a photo and it was like photo by Meghan Markle? It's like she tagged herself in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh God. Suppose, like, not even meant to know what a phone
they
is.
They both come from such different backgrounds. Like, aside from Meghan being on Suits and everything, she literally grew up in Hollywood. She's from California.
Her dad worked on set.
Yeah, so it's just completely different.
Married with Children,
her.
I think he worked on. It seems like a very inappropriate set for a child to grow up on, but apparently she was on set all the time. Yeah, it is. It is different. It just blows my mind because I am obsessed with The Crown, and to see what all, like, Princess Margaret and everything had to go through.
Yeah,
all these rules, and now it just seems like all the rules have been broken, and she's like, even I remember when she started doing all the engagements, people were going mad that she was putting her hair up in a bun so much, because apparently that's against royal protocol. You're also not supposed to take selfies. You know, she took a selfie with someone and there was uproar. She did an autograph. People went mad. Now, in fairness to her, I'd say she didn't know half the rules, and she was in a crowd and someone was like, take a photo.
It's hard, probably hard for her to separate her celebrity life from royal life, because if anything, now she's more of a celebrity, but she's not supposed to be a celebrity. Mm. If you get me.
Yeah, because you remember the Golden Globes came out and said, wasn't it the Golden Globes had offered?
Oh yeah, and she said no.
So were they going to give her an award?
Or she was going to present?
She was going to present an award,
something.
And it was like they kind of worried that, like, it would be her final goodbye to Hollywood.
Yeah,
and she said no. Now, I don't know. Was that her saying no, or was that the royal family saying no?
I don't know.
Prince William is like on the board for the BAFTAs, and he goes every year. Mm-hmm. Him and Kate do. Be very interested to see if Harry and Meghan go this year because of her background. But I do think she's trying so hard to pull away from the fact that she was ever an actress. Do you remember there was an interview and she bluntly replied when someone was like, do you watch Suits? She was like, no.
She's like, no.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
But I don't think they can admit they do anything like that, because then the next question would be, right, so have you seen The Crown? You obviously have Netflix. Is there like a royal cinema in the palace where they all sit down and watch stuff together? I'd say there probably is.
Whose password do you use?
Like, and I'd say they all have secret Instagrams and Twitters.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying to know. Oh, I'd actually love to know. Wasn't there one revealed by accident before?
Was it Princess Beatrice or someone?
Yeah, Cara Delevingne, like, tagged her.
Yeah. It was. Wow. Yeah, I think it was Beatrice or Eugenie.
And so Princess Eugenie just got married, right, recently.
Yeah.
It's so funny to see how big that went in the end as well. I think, like, the royal wedding fever is just back.
Yeah.
The next person who's not technically a royal, but I think is going to be the hugest wedding next, is James Middleton. All I'm saying, James, is I am single. I'm available. You know, like, if you want to meet up. My number is 08. No, I'm joking. But he is like the last fit into that little dynasty of the Middletons.
Eligible bachelor.
Eligible bachelor. He was with Donna Eyre for ages. Like, you know, I'm blonde. Pretty much the same. James. No, I'm only messing.
You're like, no, seriously.
No, but seriously, my number is I wonder if he on like
hit me up on Instagram.
Tinder.
It's Ali Rose.
Joe, he probably is on Raya, that app for his.
Yeah, he probably is.
It's only on iPhone, right? I'm switching back to iPhone. I'm gonna go on it now. So many celebrities are on Raya. It's crazy. And you can match with them from Ireland to LA and everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I've heard a few schlebs are on that. Yeah, so I wonder what the future is gonna hold now for Harry and Meghan. My prediction, honestly, is that that marriage is not going to last. I know. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've thought it since the very beginning. Don't get me wrong. I love Meghan. I love Harry. And when Harry was here, I was like, oh my God, Harry is a ride. Oh, like, absolute ride. Like, yeah, now I totally gorgeous. Get how he was a man about town. Like, he's so charismatic. Mm. He's really good looking. They are a perfect pairing. I just don't know if this is going to last. If they grow together, maybe. I just have a feeling that it's not going to end well. That's my... And there was actually a report this week where staff were saying they didn't think it was going to last longer than 5 years.
Oh, I don't know. I hate, like, thinking that way. But, like, yeah, you can't help but think...
Because imagine if they're together 5 years and they break up. Meghan will still be a duchess. And she will still be one of the most recognised people in the world.
Mm.
As Diana was when she left, she continued to do charity work. She was in the paper. Like, I just have this feeling that that's what's going to happen. That they'll break up, but she'll continue her career. Now, maybe they won't. I do think it took a certain woman to get Harry to settle down. So they're obviously very compatible with each other. It's just like, what's going to happen when the Queen dies? And Charles dies, and then it literally is just those four.
Yeah.
And if they're not getting on now, like, how is that going to go down?
Yeah, no, it's not going to.
It's not going to be good.
Well. It's going to be interesting to see how the press react to her having the baby, because you know the way there's
excited.
The whole thing where they come out of the hospital.
Oh my god! Stop. I am actually disgusted already. She's probably going to come out with like amazing makeup, hair done, wearing a tailored Givenchy. She'll have that emerald crown that she found, and she'll be out, and it'll be like, wow.
Yeah, because they've always really gone after Kate for like looking amazing. But I'm sure
there's always so many rumors that the babies are born like a day before that.
Yeah.
And that they give them a day to like get themselves ready.
I'm sure Kate would rather sit on her arse and not have to go outside the hospital. But they're kind of obliged to do it.
That is going to be the most amazing. See, this is the thing. I know we're slightly bitching, but I'm actually obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see their baby.
I know.
Like, it's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
When is she due? May. Yeah, it's
April
May.
Or May or something like that. Everyone is due in May.
Oh my God, everybody. No, that's going to be amazing. Oh my God, I'm actually so excited. But yeah, so I think since all this has happened, a lot of people have been like, you know, feeling sorry for Meghan, and they're like, oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. So I'm going to put the question to you, Kendra.
Okay.
Do you think, would you think it's a life that you would want based on the way it is now? Yeah. See, me too.
100%.
People could be like, no, it's so tough. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Sorry, their house, their new house that's being built, how many bedrooms?
Ten.
10 bedrooms.
Heard there's an old yoga studio.
There's a yoga studio in there for Meghan. She, like, I know it's hard to be scrutinized, but you're scrutinized as a celebrity. You're scrutinized as a flipping blogger in Ireland. Do you know what I mean? Like,
don't act like you don't want to be a duchess.
I know. I would want to go down in history.
Yeah.
That's what I said to someone recently. They were like, no, couldn't pay me shit. I was like, oh my God, I would do free. Like, that photo from her wedding alone is going to be in every history book for the rest of eternity. Her kids would be like, my great, great, great grandmother was the Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah.
So I do have a massive admiration for her, whether it was calculated or not. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people said Kate Middleton was calculated too, and her mother literally enrolled her in that school and got her in that dormitory because she lived with Prince William. That's how they met. Like, that she did that on purpose. So, like, it's not that I'm against calculation. Like, obviously, if you know a royal family member is in your college, you're probably going to try to get with him. Like, you know, it's not criminal.
Yeah.
What I just don't like about Meghan is the fact that she acts like she had no idea what she was coming into. I don't believe that for a second. She should have, I think, embraced the whole normal girl becoming a princess and being like, this has just been an incredible experience, instead of being like, oh my God, I just don't know, I just wanted a kind man.
Yeah, and just being like, I didn't really think this is going to happen. Went on the blind date and we hit it off, you know.
And then a week later, they were in Botswana under the stars.
Yeah, talking to the lion.
But you know what I didn't like about that interview as well was the interviewer asked Harry, like, how did he feel like, did he feel like Diana was spiritually a part of the relationship and the wedding? And she totally jumped over him and was like, yes. Yeah. I was like, Megan, please. You don't know Diana.
And the way she was like, he proposed over a roast chicken.
A roast chicken. Just a normal night. A normal night. I'm like, that's
in Kensington Palace.
In your 21 room. I love the way they all call it like our apartment or our cottage, but they have like 70 rooms.
A massive
gap. Butler, yeah. Security. I'm like, that is not a cottage. Stop calling it a cottage. But it is crazy to think that the UK taxpayer is paying for all the refurbishments as well.
Yeah.
So it is a bit, I'd say the Queen is a bit mugged off now that she just redid apartment one.
She gifted that place to them though.
The apartment.
Frogmore Cottage, she gifted that to them. Apparently as like a wedding gift.
But was it to live in forevermore?
Like forevermore.
Like I don't remember at the time thinking that they were going to move there though when she gifted that to them. Yeah. I thought it was like a summer home.
Mm.
Do you know? So, you know, I also, would have jumped at the chance. So I think what's annoyed the general public about her is the falseness.
Yeah.
Do I believe all the rumors? I don't know. I definitely think when you get put into the limelight, there's so many lies that gets put out there as well. Like, I do feel really sorry for her. I do. And I feel very sorry for her, about her family, particularly about Thomas, or Thomas as I like to call him, and Samantha. Like, I feel like that's really
mean.
It wasn't
a good situation from the get-go, really.
No, that's really mean. But now that staff are saying things, now that like official like Vanity Fair royal correspondents are saying things, it does make me believe something has gone down. And I think if she's not getting on with Kate, it's not a good move. Too many people love Kate and poor Kate has slogged to kind of get to where she is. Yeah. And I do feel sorry for her. This Hollywood beautiful star has just swooped in and everyone's like, oh my God, Megan. And Kate's like, for fuck's sake, I've been here for years.
What about me?
I've been hustling, you know, hustling. And then Megan comes in. But no, I do feel sorry for her. I think she's had a tough couple of months. But I think the only way for her to kind of, I don't know, get the public back on her side is just to be honest and to be truthful. I think it'll be good now with the child coming, I think. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm so obsessed by Christmas already. I'm like, what are they going to wear for the lunch, the Christmas? I remember doing the photos last year. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's on Christmas Day.
She's wearing like a brown coat.
Just FYI, goss.ie is always live on Christmas Day, unlike some other sites. we always do the photos from that day. So imagine her with the bump this year. See, like, I am obsessed.
So
do you know?
Cute.
Like, I am. And I think her and Harry have become the new poster relationship of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how Kate and Will's feel about that.
To be honest, I actually think they like
being able
taking
to
a bit of a back seat because all eyes were on them for
so long. Yeah.
Especially Kate. Like, people were literally following her down the street.
Yeah.
So I'd say she's like, woo. Like, few.
Yeah, because that's one of the reports we're saying that the reason they're moving is because Harry doesn't want to have, like, his kids in the spotlight. So maybe genuinely there is a want from them to not be doing as many things. But mm-hmm. I feel like they're on tour every second day at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, they are out doing things. So yeah, what do you think? What's your prediction? Do you think they'll be together forever? And it's a happy ever after?
Oh, I really don't know.
All I'll say is, in the history of the world, I've never seen a couple get married in the space of a year for the relationship to last.
True.
Ever. I feel like she's 37. There was probably pressure to like find a wife who can have children, just being blunt. I'd say that was literally criteria, like that had to be.
Yeah.
Because like, even though he's not next in line to be king or anything, like you have to be able to like have royal spawn and like have
part of the parcel.
Yeah,
type thing.
Have it. So I feel like they got married very quickly. And also I think for her to become a British citizen, all that stuff, I'd say they were like, right, well, we just get married because I love you, you love me. I want this to happen. I want you to be living here. Like, I don't think she would have been able to just move to the UK on her own.
Yeah.
But in the history of all things celebs and relationships in general, I've never come across anyone who's been married within a year. Have you? That's lasted.
No.
No.
I'm trying to think and I really don't think anyone.
Obviously, I'd love it to last and I hope it does. Maybe she's just not coming across the right way, and maybe this is just a mixture of really weird rumours, but I've just never heard stories like this about Kate. Never have I heard that Kate's been difficult. Never heard the staff felt she was difficult. The key thing is about the staff and the fact that the Queen would have been like, she can't talk to staff like that. I'm like, that seems quite serious to me.
It's like two cultures colliding.
Yeah.
You know?
I am still so excited to watch this whole thing unfold. And I'm excited for the season of The Crown where Meghan Markle's character comes in.
Oh my God,
I'd
yeah.
say they're going to have her like an absolute bitch. She's going to come in being like, where's my latte? And I'm like, excuse me?
Excuse
She'd
me.
Be like, excuse me, hello? No, I'm joking.
Kicking one of the corgis.
Yeah, because in that Lifetime horrific film, isn't she like checked that Harry has a watch on saying you're late?
Oh my God, yeah, she's like, at the wow. blind date part.
Yeah.
Sorry, just a side note again. Everyone needs to watch that movie.
No, I need to watch it myself. The lion thing alone, to be honest.
It's so funny.
But Prince Charles obviously loves her. And I keep seeing reports that him, Meghan and the Queen have bonded over their love of dogs.
Yeah.
Very specific bond that they have. But this is why I do feel a bit sorry for her. I remember he just wished to leave one of the dogs in Canada because he couldn't travel. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So they just got a new dog recently and everyone was like hitting out at her for disowning her dog. I was like, that's so unfair. She left the dog because he was too old to travel. She didn't like throw him in a garbage bin. Like she obviously housed him and couldn't fly him over. And apparently she was like devastated that he couldn't come over. So then they got a new Labrador. So there has been times where I feel like people have jumped on her too much.
Oh my God, remember actually at the wedding, her dog like travelled with the queen in her car.
In her car. She sat on the Queen's lap.
That was probably one of the greatest days ever watching that.
Oh my God, I know.
Remember we were so excited.
And it was like, a beautiful sunny day. Do you remember? It was like this yeah. freakishly sunny weather. Yeah. Was it May
19th. It was the 19th. May
19th. Yeah. No, it was one of the, yeah, what time was it at? It was an early morning wedding, if I remember correctly, like 12, midday.
We were having brunch.
We were having brunch, yeah. Prosecco brunch. Yeah. No, that was actually one of the best weddings of all time. It was
yeah,
amazing.
So good. And the event we were at, there was a huge cardboard cutout of Prince Harry.
Yeah, Penny's of the best of parties.
Oh my God, it's so good.
No, I did love it and I genuinely had tears in my eyes.
Oh, it was so emotional.
Like, it was emotional. So, but look, this is what you sign up for, I think. So people are putting a list of thinking we're absolute bitches. But like, this is what happens. Like when you get into the spotlight like this, unfortunately, and if we had a king and queen here where the tax payer paid for like the princesses, the duchesses, we would definitely be criticizing them. Oh, as yeah. we were saying earlier on, it'd be as if Leah Radcliffe got a yacht tomorrow.
Yeah.
Under the pack.
Gucci suit.
Yeah, we would be like, excuse me. That's why people love Kate because she gets something from like...
Yeah, she
ASOS
re-wears
and then rewears things. It.
Yeah.
Whereas Meghan's been like customized Givenchy.
Yeah.
And like she wears a belt that's like 25 grand. And you're like, oh my God. Like,
or
what?
Like shoes made of recycled
potatoes. Joe, what I'd love recycled potato tag. Joe, what I'd love to know is like how much do they actually spend or do they just wear free things? Surely
yeah,
Chanel would be like,
know. Yeah,
here's a free dress because if yeah. you wear this. But then do they have to be seen to buy things and not take things for free?
Yeah.
Is it like benefit in kind? Do they have to pay tax on it? Like, do you know? But you know what one of the amazing moments this year was to see Irish designer Don O'Neill when she wore
yeah,
his white dress, which actually looked better than her wedding dress.
Yeah.
On the Australian tour. So there is so many positive things she can do with her platform. Like she can actually make careers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to know what they get sent. Because apparently, did you see, she had said previously she would never wear anything from Victoria Beckham, but it's because of her shape.
Because of her shape, yeah.
I'd say Vicky is like, shite. But I'm sure they have to just get sent things.
Yeah.
Like how?
I'd love to know the way it works, because obviously they would have like stylists and people that compile all their outfits and stuff.
Because celebrities do not pay for... But then do celebrities only get lent things? I think Meghan keeps everything. So maybe they do buy them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very interesting. And I love they do it in Newbridge Silverware sometimes where they have those kind of museums where they have like the dresses that people have worn.
Museum
yeah,
style.
I love
icons,
that. So
yeah.
you can just imagine Meghan's when her, oh my God, that's a whole museum on its yeah. own. From the Dublin trip alone.
Yeah.
That would be like 12 outfits. Like, oh my God. But yeah, I'd love to see. Wait, hasn't her wedding dress already gone?
Yeah, it's on display.
On display.
Over in London somewhere.
I've never been inside Buckingham Palace.
Neither have I.
Trip idea. Cost does London and the Harry Potter. We want to go
oh my
see
God,
Harry
we need
Potter
to do
too.
That, yeah.
Right, we're going way off topic. So that's
maybe,
it.
Maybe
we're going to
bring the cardboard cutout over.
Imagine security. Like, sorry, me and Harry are. Like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm like, me and Harry, we're going in for tea.
It's my boyfriend.
Actually, I was in Kensington Palace only like a month or two ago, and I did feel closer to Meg's.
Was that when the squirrel?
guys, if you're ever going to Kensington Palace, let me warn you now. Okay, this is really
Listen
serious.
Up.
There's wild squirrels that are among the grounds. And genuinely, they like a squirrel came upon my table and stole a full dessert, like a full square. I actually stood up and screamed. So if you're going to Kensington Palace anytime soon, watch out for the squirrels. And on that note, goodbye. Let's end the podcast here. And yeah, I hope you find that interesting. We're going to be on Royal Watch all Christmas. So if you're obsessed with them as much as we are, definitely check out Goss.ie, especially on Christmas Day, because they go to, what's the name of that place? Signum House or something, where they do their annual Christmas.
Sandringham.
And sorry, isn't Meghan's mother coming? Which is very out of the ordinary. She's going to be there as well this year too. So yeah, make sure to watch all that on Goss.ie. And thanks for listening, guys. So that's everything from us this week, guys. We really hope you enjoyed that podcast, and beware of the squirrels, okay? Just beware. Serious. Next week, we're going to be back with a new guest, which we're really excited about. And as always, the show is sponsored by dresses.ie. So make sure to check them out this weekend. And yeah, we'll chat to you next week.